Perk Gimel, excuse me, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Bava Basra. So now, still fencing in fields. Hamakif es chavero mishalosh ruchosav. I have property which surrounds your property on three sides, and I decide unilaterally I want to have fences up. So I do. I put up fences around my property such that, like in a U shape, so to speak, you're on three out of four sides, your property happens to be boxed in. But that actually affords you no particular benefit, because the protection, the privacy issue doesn't mean nothing to you if I can look in or can't look into your field. And your field is equally accessible to animals because it's open on a fourth side. So, the gather as a rishona vesa shnia vesa shlishis in mechayven oso. Let's, for argument's sake, say a fence costs $100 per side to make. So I put on the north, east, and west side, I spent $300 to make fencing. Now the south side is still open. Your southern part of your field is still open. So I can't turn to you and say, listen, that was a $300 field, $300 fence job, pay me $150. Can't do that. However, let me say it like this. Rabbi Yossi says, im amad v'gadar asrevias, if you go and put a fence on your fourth side, so then, magalgan la v'sakol, I can tell you, listen, the fact that you put a fence on the fourth side, the south side, that shows you wanted fencing. Since you wanted fencing, that means that you have to pay me now for half also. So you paid your bill for the fence on the fourth side, whatever it costs you, $100, that's your prerogative. But the $150 that I spent between the $300 I spent between our two properties, you have to give me $150. The full amount. Says Rabbi Yossi. Now, what does the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama agrees, it's obvious, that if you're showing that you want it, you're also going to have to pay. But the Tanakhama says, listen, okay, but you could turn around and say to me, listen, I never told you to build that fancy $300, you know, fence. I could have done it for $30 just made out of, you know, reeds. So I'm prepared to pay you just half of the $30 cost. You know, I'll pay you $15 instead of $150. That would be legitimate. So the Tanakhama machlokas is between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is when the other guy builds the fourth wall, so then if you can charge him the full price of the first three walls, half of the full price, or no, he only has to, the guy built the fourth wall needs to pay back half of the cost, the minimum amount it would make, minimum cost would be to make a wall. There's another approach to the Mishnah, which is it's not the guy who's being boxed in who built the fourth wall, but the boxer in. He boxes his neighbor on four sides. At that point, the neighbor is getting an undeniable benefit. What's the benefit? The benefit is that there's another way of learning the Mishnah, that the guy who built the fourth wall is the same who built the first three, but now the guy who's boxed in gets the undeniable benefit, because now the animals can't get into his field. So now the builder, who's the surrounding neighbor, can tell the guy who's surrounded, listen, I did you a favor and built your wall, pay for half of it. On that, the Tanakhama says, and since he's getting undeniable benefit, because now privacy is not the issue, now there's no more rabbits coming into his backyard, etc. There are no more sheep coming in to graze in his field, so he has to pay for half. Tanakhama again would say only half of the minimum amount would be to set up a fence or keep you know, the animals out. And Rabbi Yossi says no, it's half of the actual cost of the field. So either way, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is that once the fourth wall has been built, the guy who's boxed in has to pay the full amount of the half the cost of building the other three walls. That's the din.